Today I would like to talk to you about something that is most important in our world. Well, thirdly to God and family, that is, even though sometimes friends can be even more valuable and more family than your own family. Nevertheless, we all live in a world where we must have contact with those around us, whether it's in the form of a high five, a hug, a slap on the back to issue a job well done, or a shake of the hand as an introduction. No matter what the reason, it is critical to our human way of life that we in some way, shape, or form have some type of contact and relationship with another human being. It's how God designed us. He didn't create us to have to strive through this world all alone. Each human has their own individual characteristics, their own personalities that makes them, them, that makes them who they are, their own special talents and creativity that makes them unique and one of a kind. Each of us has that same type of uniqueness about us. There may be people who resemble one another in appearance and have similar personalities, but the fact is, we are not all the same in any way. Sure, we are all part of the human race, but we all have so much to offer to this world in a very magnificent way. And one of the most amazing, most valuable, most precious and priceless things that we have to offer the people of this world is our friendship, our kindness, our love, our joy, and in my case of being a Christian, is the true love of Christ. We find out the hard way in this life that so many times people can be cruel. They can be heartless, cold, and just plain evil sometimes. But then someone comes along or something small just happens. Maybe a short encounter with the stranger in the grocery store at checkout. Or with an employee at the produce section. Or perhaps while waiting at the doctor's office. It doesn't matter where you are. I guarantee you that somewhere there is someone out there truly trying their best to be the best kind of person they can. The best kind of son, dad, brother, uncle, and friend that they can be. They go above and beyond the average person's limit of kindness, care, and love. And I say that because today, people are more consumed with materialistic things rather than people. They care more about where they are going than those they pass by on the way to where they are going. It's become a world that is indulged in their own self. Me, 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 I. Forget about you. You go survive on your own. People have forgotten the value, the most important and true meaning of friendship. Friendship, most times, is just something people use as a tool to get what they want out of a person. They pretend to be your friend and wait in the bushes, prowling after you, your family, and everything you might have, waiting for the perfect moment to strike. They take advantage of your generosity, your kindness, your love, your care, and your sincerity, just to get what they want. And then they drop you like a poisonous snake. Sometimes even kicking you to the ground, not even slowing up one bit when you're down. Or perhaps the fake friendship can go both ways. Perhaps you're both using each other to get something you want, without even realizing it. The way of people has changed over the course of time. This world's morals and ethics are continuing to deteriorate at an increasing speed, more and more each day. Friendship used to mean something to people. A man's word meant something to him. The way you were looked at, the way you were treated in a community, your public status was based completely on whether you kept your word or not. Some people still hold that same standard to this day, but not many. I have heard people tell me, "What difference does it make? Why should I keep my word? Nobody else does. Everybody lies, everybody forgets, everybody makes mistakes. We're only human." Those lines, those excuses are nothing more than words coming out of the mouth of lying, lazy, careless people that don't worry about the feelings of others or how they appear to society. But any decent human should have the common sense and morality to stand by his word, especially if you represent Jesus Christ. Because how does that look to an outsider when a man claiming to be in Christ continuously lies to them? And it is lying. Because when you tell someone you're going to be somewhere at a certain time or do something at a certain time, and then blow them off or something without even telling them or giving them so much as a warning that you're not going to be there, that is an outright lie. And if you claim to be in Christ while doing these things, you need to reconsider your salvation. Because these are not the ways of Christ. True friendship is something that is taken very seriously between people. It's something that they cherish. They honor one another with honesty, truth, care, love, kindness, and genuine sincerity. They cry, they laugh, they smile, and they frown. They fight, they pray, they help others, they help each other. They realize that separate they may be weak, but together they are strong and can accomplish anything. They realize that together, by being themselves, they can make a difference in this world, by showing everyone what true friendship means, what keeping one's word means, what it means to be an honest, hardworking, caring, loving, considerate person in this world. Friendship is being a shoulder for one to cry. Friendship is taking that midnight call. Friendship is picking up those who fall, being there and loving at all times. The scripture tells us that a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. To stick through with your friend in good times and bad, rejoicing with them and weeping with them. The Bible tells us that there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. We must all work our hardest to be that type of friend, because what this world needs is human contact. It needs love, true love, the love of Jesus Christ. And my fellow Americans, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, my friends, wherever you may be the only Christ that the criminal may ever see and know. You may be the only hope of them ever coming to know Him. You may be the only reason they are still here. Because of how you live your life, it gives them hope for the rest of humanity. We must never live our lives by the actions of others. We must live our lives for us. We must be who we are supposed to be, regardless of what anybody else is doing. Don't be the one who blends in with the crowd, the one that joins in on the teasing that poor boy or that poor girl who starves herself. Be the one who stands out and stands up. Be the person that reaches out and says, "I love you. I'm sorry for how you've been treated. I'm sorry I didn't step in sooner." Be the person. Be the one that fights evil with a passion for life. Stand up against bullying. Don't let yourself be fooled into becoming like the rest, because you're better than that. You are. You are different. You are special, and you can make this world a better place if you try. But it's up to you, and you alone. It doesn't matter if you never run across another person in this world that believes like you, that cares for people like you, that's honest like you, that's real like you. What matters is that you are who you are supposed to be. What matters is that you do the right thing, my friend. It is our individual choices, the way we live our lives, that makes the difference. Not what anybody else does. If others choose to follow the path of good and honest truth, that is great. But whether one or 1 million decide, let it make no difference to you. Be you and be true. Until next time, my friends, be a friend. The kind of friend that sticks closer than a brother. The kind of friend that is loving and true no matter what. Let us close with a prayer. Dear God, we come to you today, this evening, this morning, whatever time it is for the listeners. We come to you right now, and we thank you for everything that you've given us. I ask that you be with the listeners, whoever it is that's listening. I ask that you lead them to do what is right in all times. Don't let them be fooled into blending in with the crowd. Help them to be a better friend, a better person, a better Christian. Help us all to be more like you. Help us all to follow your truth. Help us all to do what your word, what you would have us to do. And we ask all these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you all, and shalom.